All right, this is part two from last week. You can probably go in cold if you want, but definitely, you know, you may as well listen to last week's episode and then listen to this, because it's all about brands just not doing too well on the internet, which is a really, really fun territory because you're never not going to be punching up. They have more money than all of us.
These brands should know better, and they would toss us into a hot fucking lava lamp if they had the chance. If it meant something for them, they would toss us to the fucking side. So I promise you, none of those brands were ever going to touch this podcast anyway, so it doesn't matter.
We know this because every now and then we'll get someone who's interested, and then they'll go through our back catalog and be like, something came up.
Yeah, let us know. Should we, in pursuit of monetizing anything, should we delete all the cum-related episodes? Or do we keep them? I don't know. Either way, let's get into some more brand failures. God is dead, case three.
Flossing sloth.
Well, if this is in any, is 2017 like the bad year for marketing? Because I feel like the floss was like 2017. Both those were 2017.
Okay, so the floss was 2017, but I don't know if you've ever watched any documentaries on making toys, but it takes a little bit of time to get them through the factory, especially when they've got a couple of electronics. So this toy actually came out in January of 2020.
Okay, just before shit went sour.
Yeah.
So just in time for some fun.
Yeah, just in time for the news cycle to move on completely. It was a few months before that because it was a Christmas toy, but then all the headlines
just got saturated.
Yeah, by about then.
That's like a full thing that happened, right? Like, I feel like a lot of, I mean, you know, think about like, would we have talked about the bushfires for a bit longer if like coronavirus hadn't happened? Who knows, right?
But it's like so many things got overshadowed.
A few people that'd be like, whew.
All right, so I'm going to show you an ad from a company called Zuru, and it is for Fifi the Flossing Sloth.
Is Zuru a big player in the toy game? Do you know? I've never heard of them.
They're Mattel.
It's no Hasbro.
Yeah, it's no Hasbro.
No Moose.
More of a Wasbro.
Floss it out with Fifi the Flossing Sloth from Zuru.
Oh, wow.
Cats Alive. Get ready to floss like a boss. Fifi flosses to three epic songs with a hilarious booty wiggle, just like Grandma. The hero of the floss is here. New Pets Alive, Fifi the Flossing
Sloth. Dude, that mechanic looks pretty awesome. I actually, if you liked flossing as a kid, maybe you'd be into that.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a, it kind of feels like if you're not watching the video on YouTube and not subscribed, kind of feels like it's like a Furby, but like elongated. It's sort of that texture, and the eyes are a bit droopy like a Furby. And then it's sort of like a, well, it's a sloth, right? It's just literally a purple, fluffy sloth, but like Furby eyes. And they're like, it's stood up and it's doing the full floss. It looks like pretty smooth on the thing. And the whole family was flossing like a boss.
Yeah, including Grandma, who was also flossing like a boss.
Did they imply that the famous booty wiggle was taken inspiration from Grandma?
Songs with a hilarious booty wiggle, just like Grandma.
Just like Grandma. Grandma who loves to booty wiggle.
Since when's Grandma still twerking?
Yeah, well, so I looked up the reviews, and a lot of them are, as you'd say, you know, it's like, oh, my daughter loves this, you know, like as soon as it came out, she started, doing it. But then a lot of them are just like, doesn't work, like runs through the batteries, doesn't work. So then I was kind of a little bit curious, and I was like, all right, I want to see a non-well-filmed version of Fifi the Flossing Sloth, because a lot of them would be like, the music doesn't quite sound like it is. It sounds more like a robot coming out of a really watery speaker. The floss doesn't work.
Damn it. Okay.
Can you imagine if you're a kid and you've seen this smooth floss and then you pull it out and it's this thing which can't keep its eyes open?
It can't get its eyes open.
Or
it's like it's smacked out.
Which I guess might be like the whole sloth shtick, but literally it's kind of like the hands are just going around.
It's certainly not flossing.
No.
It's not doing the backpack kid to be pissed. And and to be fair, the backpack kid's trying to end racism and bullying. So I think the backpack kid would be breaking his code of conduct and going in on this shit.
Yeah. Speaking of end racism, it's always like, I don't even care if you're purple.
You
drop one of those. It's like, what am I meant to do? Applaud? Like, well done.
Cool. I'll let my purple homies know.
Homies are safe around this guy. But yeah, basically, this Fifi the Flossing Sloth, not only was it like way too late for the floss trend, not only did it kind of like, I mean, we don't need
what year is this? 2020, right?
2020.
So, late 2019. Well,
this particular one's 2021. Yeah.
You're definitely not flossing in 2021.
No. And we can probably gloss over the sort of thing that we could get into depth it much further into, which is like dance IP.
Yeah.
And we can gloss over the whole, you know, landfill, blah, blah, blah.
Been there.
And just go straight to the fact that it doesn't work.
It doesn't do anything. And also, what was that song? Like, Yeah, the flossing does not look good at all. It's literally like it's just like almost like doing, you know, when you learn sprinting and it's like exaggerated hand with the arms flayed, fingers splayed out, like,
oh yeah, yeah. When you're sort of like,
it's not high knees, sort of like
totally yeah, moments before I Naruto run,
yeah, exactly,
out of the classroom,
yeah, at a music class
at 2:55 p.m.
after learning another tripod song at music class. Got a blast, got a jet.
Gotta play Hot Girl in the comic shop. So, but Zuri were very intent to make this sort of like the next Furby or the next, you know, toy of the summer or the next must-have stocking stuffer. And yeah, there's a lot of, you know, sort of paid articles which are like, oh, you need to get Fifi the Flossing Sloth. And they even made all these other ones which are like, you know, Fifi's friend the giraffe or Fifi's friend the... Yeah, so they're trying to make like a whole Fifi the Flossing Sloth ecosystem. Wow. And they're all kind of doing their own little dances and what have you. But what I found, and this is probably where I'll end the case because I don't really want to go much further than here.
Yeah.
Is some of the sponsored content that they did was predictably on family YouTube channels.
Yeah.
So, Bryce, what does this big purple and white text say?
Floss like a boss. What's... Floss like a boss. Oh. Oh. Oh, man. Oh, no.
Describe what you saw in the sponsored Fifi the Flossing Sloth content.
This is absolutely essential for YouTube audience.
Or Instagram or our TikTok.
Yeah, please. The Instagram and TikTok, it'll be in the show notes. You can see what we're talking about. Fuck me. So it's like, it's Jesus Christ. So
he kind of looks a bit Jesus-y. Like.
Yeah, the family has acquired like the sloth onesie. So they've got these like sloth onesies on with the eyes... Like a hood, like the hood's over it, and has the eyes at half mast with the tuft of hair, and they're just fully flossing for it. She's jumping and then turning into a sloth, and they've got a stack of like 9 sloths behind them.
And they're like, floss like a boss.
Yeah,
they're floss like a boss.
The adult in the picture is like expressionless. He's almost just like, get me out of here.
I think it was his idea.
Oh, and, probably. Yeah. Dude, their channel has 1.13 billion views at this point, by the way.
Yeah, so. Literally. They got 3.85 million subs. Jeez. But what I find funniest about this video isn't the fact that it's like just exactly what you described, but the fact that it has 666K views. how many likes does it have?
Oh, no way. 866. And they've hidden the dislikes these days, but you know that a video like that, there's got to be some bad fucking dislikes.
Nothing but dislikes. And of course, like on a chart, when you've got children in your video and they're consenting to be in it, yeah, your comments are off. So,
jeez.
So it comes down to us. Having to set this family straight. Oh, man. You just got to make a dollar. I get it. You got to make that sweet Fifi the Flossing Sloth dollar. But must we exploit children in our cringe in order to make that dollar? Must we, Bryce?
I don't think they're going to love this when they grow up.
Final judgment.
Bryce, God, is he alive or is he dead?
So
if you ever need
dead.
Reminding, by the way, this is the part where we ask if the content proves whether or not God has abandoned all of us.
Yeah, I mean, this is where you look at like how YouTube just doesn't give a fuck. Like, no offense, but like I shouldn't say that. I should say that there's no like we aren't advanced enough as a society to catch up to the fact that like this guy could do a 90-minute video of the floss like a sloth ads, and no one would. Bat an eyelid. There'd be kids on the iPad watching at the Italian restaurant getting Parmesan all over the shitty iPad and like, it's just on repeat. They leave that joint. They go, Mom, I want to floss like a boss and I want a sloth. And they go, well, how'd you learn that? I thought you were watching Peppa Pig. Oh, yeah, but then it went to the floss like a boss one. And now they actually had a sloth dancing party. And I want the onesie. I want the stack and I want to get with the family and I want to do it. And you know what? 866 likes. The kid doesn't know that that's a bad ratio. He's like, cool.
5-year-olds aren't reading ratios.
This kid thinks 50 cents is a lot of money. So yeah. Like, he's 866 likes.
That's a heat. That's a lot, man. You can buy heaps of sloths with that many likes.
Totally, yeah. So they, the kids are involved. Like, I reckon this is a dirty deal. And they were either blindsided, but then it was in mid-2020. So the reviews have been out by that point. That's God is dead territory for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So we can gloss over the fact that it's a weird flossing sloth, and that's just kind of like funny cringe. It's not really God is dead. People got to jump on the trends.
We they got to try.
Everybody got to do their
even
thing.
Even toy makers, you know?
Yeah. We can not really gloss over the fact that the toy doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm probably going to put the handbrake on there.
It does have to work. You understand? But I'm trying.
Yeah, but I'm going to take the key out of the car to, you know, like the money that you could have put into making a better product, you put into family YouTube. And those family YouTubers are just exploiting their children.
Yes, we hate family YouTubers here.
That's basically our motto. That's for God thing. Is dead.
That's one bias.
Yeah, one bias.
For
strong
sure.
Bias.
Yeah, God's dead. That's fucked.
Rip.
God is dead. Case four. The Boston Marathon.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
What a tragedy. Genuinely, the Boston Marathon, which is why... This is a pretty straightforward case here. I'm telling you, man, in 2017, this was the year for branding fails.
Wow.
This is in 2017 again. So you might remember the Boston Marathon was a few years before that.
Absolute tragedy. People running a marathon, got bombed.
Huge amount of people run this marathon. It's like a big highlight for people. And then, a bomb goes off and it's absolute tragedy, right? So Adidas...
Where are we going with this, Bryce?
Well, someone did...
You know, I love these dicey sort of territories.
This is one of those ones, again, where it's like, if you work in marketing, you just need to pay more people to, like, be awake. Because, like, you honestly find so many times... How many times have you seen where, like, something messed up will happen and then the auto, like, you know, you've got, like, brands that have got scheduled posts on. And so, like, let's say, like... A huge terrorist attack happens tomorrow in Australia and automated tweet comes up from brand being like, love relaxing with my family. And like, you know, everyone in the comments is always like, are you serious? Like,
read
the room. This is one of those ones again, where it's just like, clearly they hadn't updated their little email thing since, well, I don't know, because this is like 4 years after it happened, which was in 2013. So it's 2017 here. Email comes through from Adidas to congratulate runners on the Boston Marathon.
Yep.
Nothing bad happened in 2017 regarding, like, you know, no terrorism, nothing.
That feels on brand. Totally. You know, like, yeah, they facilitate running or whatever.
They said, the subject line of the email read, congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon.
Oh.
And that, of course, brought back a lot of memories.
Oh.
And people were just like, how fucking dare you? And then they issued the apology. We are incredibly sorry. Clearly, there was no thought given to the insensitive email subject line we sent Tuesday. We deeply apologize for our mistake. The Boston Marathon is one of the most inspirational sporting events in the world. Every year, we're reminded of the hope and resiliency of the running community at this event. So,
blah, 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 buy our products, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, as someone tweeted, Adidas trying to make everyone forget about the Pepsi and United PR disasters over the last few weeks. Huh. I don't know if that is regarding like...
Was it 2017? Was that the ending racism by putting the Coke can or whatever, the Pepsi can?
Maybe.
It was like Kendall Jenner or one of them.
Maybe, actually, yeah.
That was sick. I don't even know why the Backpack Kid's trying to end racism when Pepsi did it.
They already did it.
That was so sick.
So, you know, a lot of people just being like, come on, the subject line's terrible, blah, blah, blah. And genuinely, that's just an automated email like that just didn't think about what was going on. And again, that's a different one, right? Because it's like, not necessarily, I don't think anyone was like, yes, I have the ultimate email subject line, I have to pitch this. It's just like,
oh shit, we should write something for the Boston Marathon. Oh, that's on our fucking sport calendar. Intern. Yeah,
congrats, you survived it. It's a hard thing, right? Marathons are hard. Marathons don't run like
life. Yeah,
you know. And so that one's a bit of a weird one.
Was this before or after Maximus did their I Survived Australia Day campaign?
Fuck, man.
Do you remember that one?
I totally remember that one. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, I think that's been a case before.
When was it? I'll quickly look it up. Yeah, it was after. That happened the year before in 2016.
Fuck.
So I don't know if that made international waves.
No, of course not.
I guess Adidas didn't
see it. You need a whole lot of cultural context. And I'm not trying to stereotype American brands, but a lot of them aren't, you know. We're a blip on the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Here in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah. Down under. So, you know, I think we'll just try and judge this very quickly.
Final judgment.
Yeah, so what do you think, Cam? Because this to me is not necessarily like... it doesn't sit in some of the same lanes as the other ones we've done, because it is almost so like...
it's ignorance, not
it's
malice.
Like a flick of the wrist. Yeah. It's not like, you know, a full detailed thing that blah, blah, blah. But also, like, with these companies, how does it keep happening that, like, a huge company like Adidas, and that's not even like saying, because, you know, people will be like, how could, like, you know, how could, well, maybe it's people say that about lots of big companies, how could this happen, how could this mistake be made? But I just feel like those kind of companies are especially psycho about like nailing every detail, and so how does that even kind of happen?
It's a really, really good question. I think it's not a question of how something slips through the gaps, but I think it's more of a question of how much of their communication is outsourced and put onto guidelines.
Mm.
So like you would have, I mean, I imagine somebody like Adidas would have multiple agencies for different parts of their brand. They might have a social media agency. They might have an activations agency. They might have, you know, their big epic brand piece agency, plus their media buyers, plus their production.
Yeah.
And for something like this, they might have someone who specializes in email marketing. Like some like freaking Klaviyo people just sitting there being like da 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 da, and then they might have a copywriter, like an in-house copywriter, because this agency is trying to, you know, save a bit of money, and that copywriter is probably working on a bunch of different brands, and then they get in the brief, oh, we need something for the Boston Marathon for the Adidas account. They're like, yep, got it. This guy doesn't run. This person drinks freaking IPAs at the brewery, buddy. And so this guy comes in, just goes, fuck it, man. Like Google's marathon, all these like blog posts come up, like, how I survived the Las Vegas marathon, how I survived the New York marathon.
Yeah.
Just goes, all right, that's how runners talk about marathons. Doesn't even think about it. That's normal. That's just normal. And so what it's not like someone's being a dick. Nobody, very few people, like 0.0001% of people want to make fun of a massacre or a tragedy. Like, yeah. That's not in us. That's not in most of us. Most of us normals. Sorry, sometimes I just want to use that word.
You think you're becoming one or something?
As a suburban father to be. No. Obviously, that's used ironically. But most people don't want to make fun of a tragedy, right? And this copywriter doesn't want to make fun of a tragedy. Most people don't want to lose their jobs. They all just want to fucking make money and make rent and just go drink their fucking beers, right? But when you're putting out so many things, so many different pieces of communication, it's like, what's that phrase? Even a broken clock's right twice a day. Like, you know, with so much shit out there, you're just bound to misstep. And this is just an unfortunate double entendre, a really unfortunate double entendre that, like, would, like, I genuinely, like, this would be genuinely offensive. Like, some of that other shit, I, like, you know, that we talked about earlier, and it's like, come on, man, don't get offended. But, like, this, man, like, if that was your brother who died in that, you'd be like,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, imagine, so, like, so you, we've all forgotten. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you can imagine a few people would probably be doing that every year in almost like a, you know, memoriam type situation. Yeah. And
that would be such a hard time of the year, like seeing all the Boston Marathon stuff leading up to it, seeing the ads.
Because there were so many injuries, not even just like death. There was just so many people that had like permanent injuries and stuff. So that, that'd be big trouble for that.
Well, it's like what I've seen some more progressive brands start doing is like, because it's around Mother's Day at the moment, is they'll be like, hey, if you want to opt out of our Mother's Day marketing, you can.
Oh, interesting.
Which I think is really cool because obviously, you know, some people like maybe they're going through a hard time conceiving, or maybe they've just lost their mom, or maybe they never had a mom. And it's like every time you get those emails and they get notified on your phone, you're like, ouch, ouch, yeah. Ouch.
All of our normal customers have a mom that they hang out with on Mother's Day.
And they have a good relationship.
Yeah. Exactly.
Trigger warning.
All normal people want to buy their mum a nice thing for Mother's Day, et cetera.
And so maybe we'll get to the point where something like this is like, hey, if you just never want to hear about the Boston Marathon again, just, you know, just let us know, man. Let us know, because that's, fuck. But God's dead.
God's dead.
Beautiful. God is dead.
Case time.
Pizza humor. We all know what pizza humor is.
Oh, is this going to be a pizza brand trying to be funny?
Well, pizza is the funniest thing ever, right?
Pizza's so funny. I love when pizza brand on Twitter go bae.
Pizza is bae, and you know what else is bae? Fries.
Oh, fries is bae.
Dude.
What else is bae? Garlic bread?
Garlic bread's so bae. And you know what's so... what I don't understand about these brands that say like all that stuff, it's like, why don't you actually describe it? Why don't you describe fucking nutting in a garlic bread. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, instead of just like, oh, garlic bread's bae. Talk about fucking the shit out
and
of
And some
it.
Of them do. Some of them are like, you know, like literally we'll talk about like fucking.
I got the garlic bread in fucking reverse cowgirl.
Yeah. And I've said, yeah, like there are brands that like go that hard.
Really?
Yeah, well, I saw this one tweet that was like millennial brands be like, have a bit of self-care. Zoomer brands be like, fuck this fucking chip in his chip hole.
Yeah, I see. It's nice that we're finally like just saying what we mean with that shit. You know, it's like too much of this like garlic bread and nuggets are bae. But anyway,
yeah.
So pizza and just like food brands we've talked about are particularly notorious for having this weirdly like successful but kind of fascinating brand of social media, particularly Twitter, where it's like a sassy teen is texting you or sorry, is tweeting from the account.
It's giving sassy
tweets. It's giving villain tweets or whatever the fuck. I'm in my pizza era.
Yeah, what do I call it? I'm Spotify wrapped language.
Yeah. I'm in my stuffed crust era.
Yeah.
It's giving stuffed crust and slaying the house down. Anyway. So there's no doubt a few brands right now are, you know, are
stuck in that phase.
It's like who I can already imagine like after, well, we've had just had a bunch of like awards, like, you know, the Oscars and like the blah, blah, blahs. I wish we had the podcast running when the slap happened so we could just do a brand deep dive on the fucking slap, like slap memes. Monday, me. Anyway, it's so funny. It's true though. It's so funny. It's so funny. Fucking shut up. When there's no pizza.
I got slapped.
And then someone says we've run out of pizza. Me.
Slap.
That's how they think we're reacting. It's like looking at phones. Dude, imagine this was
the
me.
The slap was so epic and funny.
This be me though. That actually be me though.
The slap is giving slap.
The slap is giving epicness.
Oh, POV, you're a slap you're on this app.
You're right. Will Smith on this app.
Oh my god.
No, you're Chris Rock on this app.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so
as you were, pizza.
Yeah, pizza, and they've got this weird thing of like wanting to like be sassy and weird and whatever. So this has been happening for years.
For years.
Right. I want to go back to this time.
The Wendy's Slim Jims model.
Yep. The Wendy's diss track that they made. That was like years later. This is in 2014. Right. And there, it's for context, there was a fucking hashtag. This is such a fuck up. This is so bad. It stems from something really serious.
Oh, God. You
the reason I'm like, I'm in disbelief. Going. I'm not laughing. I'm like in disbelief here. So do you remember the name Ray Rice? He was an NFL player who there was vision of him, what appeared to be him assaulting his wife in an elevator in like 2014.
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you remember that? It's
and
really distressing.
Catfish put up that post.
Yes, that's what started the this elevator's abuse free.
Yeah.
The tweet from Nee from Catfish, which is just
kind of like our first ever case on this
podcast. First ever case, pretty much. Yeah. So what that sparked, besides Neve being this elevator's abuse free.
Thank God for Neve.
Was the hashtags why I stayed and why I left. And
I remember this. Why I stayed.
And the idea is
pizza. It was DiGiorno's.
You had pizza from DiGiorno Pizza, right? So a lot of all the tweets are sort of being like, obviously talking about how those kind of toxic relationships aren't necessarily just a black and white thing where you can
they're so misunderstood by people who just give this condescending, we'll leave him there.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, why I stayed.
So why I stayed.
Way that we could, you know, have a little bit more understanding around domestic violence.
Yeah, well,
Shells and pizza, baby.
DiGiorno Pizza, hashtag why I stayed, you had pizza. And I don't know even, like, is DiGiorno, like, a Domino's or is it, like, an Aldi pizza, like, it's frozen.
Yeah, frozen, you stick it
in. Jesus. So, like, I'm not going to open someone's freezer and be like, damn, I'm staying. Like, even fucking hell.
Fuck.
Like, I'm hanging around for more chat, you know? Yeah. So
what a nuanced understanding of a complex issue.
So, people were genuinely fucking furious at this. And basically, because I don't know what the fuck happened. Did they, like, usually those trends, you see the context before you add to it, right?
Yeah, yeah, but other people will just, like, literally, and this is a time of less social media awareness, so you might just see the trending, Why I Stayed, and you'll be like, oh, Why I Stayed. Maybe that's a freaking new Drake song, Why I Stayed, and he's talking about all the reasons that he loves his girl or something. Yeah, yeah, Why I Stayed. You know, he had pizza.
Yeah, maybe it's like, so it's like the sidebar, they just saw it. Well, this tweet, and their apology though.
It's one of the most famous ones, this is Why I Stayed.
And this is crazy, right? Because this apology was not like the ones we see now. This apology just came in the form of this. And dude, it's not really like, there's like 236 retweets. This is 2014.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Follow-up tweet is, a million apologies. Did not read what the hashtag was about before posting. So then someone has obviously called them out, and you can't see their tweet here, but they've gone, I didn't research the hashtag before posting, an easily avoidable mistake I have never made. I am so sorry. And then they say to someone else, I was sorry the moment it happened. That's why I deleted it within 10 seconds of posting. So they're in the comments like arguing. And then, you know, now I'm sorry that so many people have seen it and have had the opportunity to be upset by it. I'm very sorry, Jody. Jody or someone else replies, it isn't about how many people saw the tweet. Even one is too many. You should question your thought process. They go to someone else. I'm sorry, sorry, Mercedes. There is no excuse for not checking the context, blah, blah, blah. And they're like individually replying to everyone. Just saying like, yep, it's bad, I'm sorry. And they're fully like replying to everyone, I am so sorry. It's like fully like the social media producer from their own brain being like, I am sorry, I saw this. They're not even trying to be DiGiorno anymore. And just to check, I don't know if this has made any kind of...
It's one of the most famous brand fails of all time.
I don't know if they've necessarily learned or changed anything, because their most latest tweet here is a cat in behind some pizza, and it says, caption this. They kind of don't really try to be that much funny anymore, or they just don't get any engagement. Timeline cleanse, halo emoji with a pizza. Let's just see if anyone brings it up. They just, they credit the Instagram. Nah, everyone's just like, damn, looks good. So, yeah, man, that's like the OG, just to bring it home, the OG brand fail that taught everyone nothing. Nothing fucking changed.
Final judgment.
Look, very quickly, God is dead. Yes or no, DiGiorno, hashtag why I stayed, you had pizza.
If it was the last time this happened, then maybe God might be alive.
To teach us a lesson.
Because, I mean, that's just it. If you don't learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it. Surely, surely. And no, yeah, we didn't learn, we're doomed to repeat it. God's dead, man.
Yeah, God's very dead. Simple. This didn't start any kind of chain of anything. Nah. It was just, okay.
Yep.
Now, you know.
Yep.
The rules didn't change. So here we are.
Bit of low-hanging fruit for me and Bryce right now.
Yeah, bread and butter stuff. This is what we built this empire on.
Picking the fruit off the floor, baby.
Truly, but thanks for hanging around. Please tell a friend we're back. Monday's run. You know, the Instagram, the YouTube, the TikTok is all in the show notes. So please get involved in those. It's a better way to experience the podcast, realistically.
Sign up for our newsletter and our Discord. And please give us money.
All the call to actions in the link down below.
Are in the show notes.
We got no sponsors, so we need some support out here.
Yeah,
please show it around.
Share it around with all your well connected friends, and we'll give them a bully pass. They're not going to get bullied.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I remember when I was emceeing this friggin' carnival or whatever, and there was a guy that would always show up from the local like martial arts school, and he would like do a demonstration. And he would like bring people up on stage and stuff, and then he had
kick him in the face.
He had these like printed out tickets, and it said, Kids Anti-Bullying Workshop VIP Pass in all big writing. And about, I guess he was marketing it as like an anti-bullying workshop, because like if you know karate, you can't get bullied.
Yeah.
Which is not true. you fucking can. Badly. So, oh yeah. But we can give you one of those coupons if
yeah,
you
like. Yeah, yeah.
If you share it.
Shit. All right. Well, you know what it is. It's God is dead if you don't.
Yeah, please. We're back. Share it. Tell people we're here. Let us know what you're thinking of the Eps. You know how to DM us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, comments, all of it.
And if you're still listening, just write a creepy review. Make it as creepy as possible.
Man, we haven't done the review plug for a while.
Yeah. Let's get us back.
Can you get us back on the charts? That's up to you.
If you love us,
reviews make that happen. For us. And new listeners. So please think about that.
All right, yes. Love you.
Love you. Case closed.